Okay, well, now a very special guest on our program, senior Jace Lance at Marshall High School. Jace plays football and basketball, and this past week he broke the Marshall High School career scoring record. He now has 1,694 total points in his four-year career, and he broke the record previously held by Justin Durham. And Jace, let's go back, and I guess I'd almost have to call you a gym rat. Your dad, of course, Chad Lance, the head men's basketball coach at Missouri Valley College, and you've probably been in the gym shooting baskets since a pretty young age, haven't you?
Yes, sir, I have. I've been in there since I was little, going in there and watching my dad's guys practice and learning from them, and of course, learning from my dad. I think he's the best coach in the world, so learning from him and having him teach me the way of the game and teaching me the ins and outs of it is just been a blessing.
Well, I know he does a great job and has a good Missouri Valley program down there. And, you know, you've started 4 years at Marshall High School, and it's been a pretty good run for you, hasn't it?
Yes, sir. It's been amazing. The people surrounded by me at the high school and new coach coming in, it's just been amazing, a great change, and we'll see what the future holds.
Well, last night I got to watch you play. You guys played down at Boonville. You fall to a real good Boonville team, 55-45, and I think they've only lost two games all year. But, boy, you had 27 points last night, if I'm correct, and looked like you were in the zone. You hit some NBA threes last night, didn't you?
Yeah, I was. Able to get the defense on their heels and able to knock down some shots was really big for us.
Well, what impresses me about your game, Jace, you not only shoot real well from the outside, you've got a nice long-range three-point jump shot, and you burn that, and you knock that down consistently, but you also do a good job going to the basket, and you're not afraid to drive in there and draw some contact, are you?
No, I like contact. It gets me going, you know. Able to finish, I got to be able to finish at the rim more, but, you know, able to get contact, get to the free throw line, and get two easy points is always a good thing.
Okay, last Thursday night, you guys played Chillicothe at home. Early in the game, you hit your first basket, and that made you the all-time career scoring leader at Marshall High School. And now you had another 27-point game last night, so still building on that. How does it feel to be the all-time scoring leader at Marshall?
You know, it's still unreal to think about. I told my parents in third grade that, hey, I want to do this, and they held me that, and I'm so thankful that they did that. But it's still crazy to think about that. Hey, I'm the all-time leading scorer at Marshall High School. It's like a dream coming true.
Okay, now you're one of the only seniors on the Marshall High School basketball team this year, so you have to be one of the leaders, don't you?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm one of the leaders, but I'm an actual leader with Malik Evans. You know, he's played really well this year. We're still trying to get him going, and we'll see how he keeps growing.
Well, and you might name some of the other players on your Marshall High School team.
Starting off, Dylan Ahrens, he's came up big for us this year. Next is Caden Kraft, he's a junior. And then Jax Malin, who's actually out with a finger. Then, of course, Malik Evans, another captain. Then Ben Haug, who we lost to an ankle injury. Then we have number 20, Seth Messing, who played really well in our first game of the season. Then Cyrus Laxson, and then Braden Bersano, who's also a starter for us, very good shooter, able to do a lot with the ball and without the ball. Next is Connor McGraw, who is a very good defender, energy guy, is always around the ball. Then Seth Hoffman. And then our big kid, Evan Funk, who's played really well this year, rebounding, defensively-wise. And then Chastain Stevenson, who's starting to play more.
Hey, you need to be a radio guy. You did a good job talking about all those guys.
Really?
Okay, and I know your plans are to go ahead and play college basketball when you get out of high school. I know you'll do a great job. You've had a successful high school career, but I guess really haven't decided yet where you're going to college, have you?
No, sir, I haven't decided where I wanted to attend college yet. You know, I'm looking at a lot of schools, a lot of Division II schools. But, of course, keeping my dad's school in mind, Missouri Valley College, I was been raised around it. But, you know, I want what's best for me and my family, so we're going to keep our options wide open.
And one thing about you, you don't just play basketball during the season. You play pretty well all year round, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do. I play in the summer with Kansas City Team Yobo, my coach Victor Williams. He was a starting point guard at Oklahoma State. Being able to learn from him and learn the ways of the game and see different aspects of the game, it was just amazing from him. He's also a great leader, a great speaker. So in order to take bits and pieces from him was just truly a blessing.
Well, Jace, we talked about your dad a minute ago, but real quickly, why don't you tell our listeners who your parents are?
My mom and dad are Chad and Ellen Lance.
Hey, Jace, listen, very proud of you. You had a great career. It's still going on, and best of luck to you guys this week.